Reish Pei Hei, Sif Hei and Vov and Zayin. Mechaber says, Yochalikras of Hashish Nebegimecha Tarim B'Shaskriyas HaTorah. That doesn't mean to read along together with the Chazan. Together with the Chazan, that's the Chorin and the Chiddush, not too much of a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that while they're laning, you're allowed to be busy with Shnei Mekvecha Targum. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Kama Achreinim that one should not do that. You're supposed to pay attention to what they're doing. The Pashas is you're not allowed to learn other things when they're laning Kriyas HaTargum. However, Shnei Mekvecha Targum, which is the Pasha itself that they're laning, so even though you're not listening to them and you're not paying attention, but since you're being icing in the same Indian, Memeila, the Mechaber Paskins, that it's not a problem. However, the Gedalei Achreinim say that one should not do that, and one should pay attention, but there's no problem to read along together with the Valkyrie. As a matter of fact, there's an Indian. The Chaim Moshe says the Indian, and the Chaim, I think, Dumani, that the reason is because it says, La'ilim yashtam adam parashi yisav ima tzibur. The Indian is to finish together with the tzibur, so if the second time around you're reading it together with the Valkyrie, then there's a dafkan Indian, yes, to do it together with him. But not to be while he's in Shvi, you're holding my Shlishi in the middle of Targum, that the Mishnah Mechaber says is okay. The Achrenim say one should not do that. Sifvav, Malam Deit Yinoi Kisim Tzarech Lasu Likers Aparashah B'Shabbos. Why? Because they for sure did it twice, and they were Metargim it. We're not Metargim it, says Mishnah Berurah, and therefore it's not going to help us. You'll have the two times, but you're not going to have the Targum. Now, interestingly enough, Mishnah Berurah brings down here for the Primer Vandam is Medaik, that Lachar, they didn't lane with the Taimim. Therefore, it's by says that the Taimim, the Trop is not Ma'akiv. Now, how did they teach Pesukim in those days? Bereishis Bar Lekim, Inda Amfang, Hashem Magud Shafman. They did it three words, where they went through the whole Pasuk, and then they went back. If they went three words, which is Lachar, the way that they teach kids, maybe things changed. But then you see that you're able to do the Targum, the same way you bring a Raya from them, that there's no problem, you don't have to do a Trop, just bring a Raya that you're allowed to, if you ate it like this, then you could do the Targum in the middle of the Pasuk, and that's also okay. I don't have a Raya, but maybe similar to her is that the Achrenim say, what happens if you have a pay in the middle of a Pasuk? Are you supposed to do the entire Pasuk and then the Targum, or do you stop in the middle of the Pasuk by the pay and then you do the Targum? There they say that you stop in the middle of the Pasuk and you do the Targum. Now, Yesh Lechalik, because pay Bechlal is a Hefsik, and it's the end of a Parsha. And Memela, but we see that it's still considered as if, despite the fact that you're stopping to do Targum in the middle of a Pasuk, that similar Dover Yesh, that it's not Ma'akiv, Lechero, even though you can be Mechalik between the cases. And why? Stam break the psukim up. You think? Say mecha tesi. You should be able to do that if it's also sukkah del paski moshe. I hear. Over here, if the chesaron is that you're splitting up a pasuk in an oifen that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, so the chesaron is in a chenami. Talk me no. So the Yishlayin had to bring a raya from the Malan Vitinoikis in the first place, bringing it to anything. Yishlayin. I hear? Good time. Siv Zayin talks about the Afteris, whether or not you have to do Ein Zarech Likras Parshas Yantif, V'chein Ein Zarech Likras Afteris. Malkum Rav Likras Afteris. Now, Bizmanenu, I think most people, I'm not going to say everybody, there are three people that do the Afteris. Most people do not do the Afteris. And Lachar, neither of the time in Bizmanenu really apply in most places. Not in all places. In most places, Bismanenu, that both the reasons don't apply. One of the reasons was the Shai Mikra Tarim is you finish the whole Torah once a year. That's why you don't have to do Parsha the Yom Tov. You already did that Parsha when you laid that Parsha. The Mishnah Berurah says. However, by Nach, you're not going to finish the entire Nach. So what's going to help you to do part of the after? And to us, the other reason that you should be prepared is in case they call you up. Now, most of the time, the Valkyrie himself lays the after. There are places that still the other guy lays the after. Generally, in those places, they don't have a cloth. And it goes hand in hand. If they have a cloth, then it's a Valkyrie. If they don't have a cloth, then you're able to see the Nekudas and the Trop. The main law, even if you didn't prepare beforehand, you should be, most people are alright, for the most part, beforehand. One last halacha, and that is, when is the right time to do Shnei Mikvah Tzagim with the Parshat Tzitzit HaBrachot? So over here, he says, And if you lead a Bishmini Atzeres, then Lo Yivsid. And the Matan on the bottom, Ein Lekumam Tavrish Samavtes. But over there he says differently. Tavrish Samavtes, he says, you should lead it on Tukas Tur. Because Achshav Zmanu. So what's the best time? Hashanah Rabbah, Bishmini Atzeres, or Tukas Tur? So, it can't say now. Pashim Shat, that shouldn't be a stira, is that Achshav Zmanu means that you have to do it by Tukas Tur. He's not telling you Tukas Tur as opposed to beforehand. He's telling you now is the last time. Because this is the end. Out of all the, right, you could do it like a Tchila Shabbos, and if not Shabbos, then by Mincha, and if not by Wednesday, and if not by Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, this is your last chance. I mean, this is your last chance. This is the last time that you could do it. But in Echlami, what's the best time is maybe Hashanah Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres. Now, when you start Parshas Bereishis, Parshas you can't start before they start laning Bereishis. It's really a question with regard to any Parsha that they start. Let's say they start laning Bereishis 2.5 weeks beforehand, right? Because of all the Yom that are coming up, so they start Mincham Shabbos 2.5 weeks before, and they're starting to read Bereishis. Are you ready to do Shnai Mikavech Hatagim from then, or does it have to be the Mincham Shabbos before you start? The Shimon Levi says, from the first time. This is of those that are maybe Machmer, it has to be that week, but Shimon Levi says, Pashas is from the time that the Tzibur starts reading, that's when you're able to do Shnai Mikavech Hatagim the first time. Here you have a little bit of an issue because you have to read Vezeitza Bracha beforehand. But on a regular Yontif, you'd be able to say Shmini, right? Kishanopo Shmini b'Shmini, Kishmini Shmini. That's one of the, right? When Shmini Lepesa falls out, when Shmini of, on what? Yishik b'Shmini b'Shmini, no. Shmini b'Shmini. Yishmini Shmini. When the eighth day starts, when the eighth day falls out of Shabbos, that you should be laning Shmini, which means that the first day, is also Pesach, then you reach Shmini eight times. So when are you allowed to start laning Shmini? From 2.5 weeks beforehand. With regard to Parashas, the Parashas says you shouldn't be able to start until you finish Rezei Zabracha, and then you can start Parashas. Until the island finishes.
How can Parashas ever work out?
You don't read, and you never read Parashas anyhow beforehand. Thank you very much.